Now, the government's long-awaited climate change bill is published today, and earlier I asked Environment Minister Phil Hogan what the bill will achieve.
Well, this is the first whole-of-government climate policy ever enunciated. It's also the first climate action bill that will be enacted this year in the history of the state. And at the same time, we are asking government departments to come forward with sectoral roadmaps which sets out the policies that needs to be implemented in agriculture, energy, transport and the built environment to implement our national roadmap. And, you know, I think that people can be critical and are entitled to do so, but after a very major consultation process with stakeholders and the general public, we have now, for the first time, come to conclusions on policy and come to conclusions on the legislation. And I have taken into account 8 of the 13 recommendations that came to me from the Joint Directors Committee on the Environment.
But at the same time, what your critics are saying is that right around the world, with the issue of climate change, politicians all over the world have delivered a lot of fine words but have failed to deliver on actions. And indeed, in terms of meeting our carbon targets, we're already there. So what they're saying is we need to put in specific targets for cutting carbon by 2030 and 2050, and that's not in this legislation, and that weakens it.
I don't agree. We have targets that they are EU legally binding targets up to 2020. And we're in negotiation with our colleagues in the European Union about what our targets will be for 2030 and 2050, culminating in an international agreement globally in Paris in 2015. So we are obliged to comply with the EU legally binding targets, so we don't need domestic targets.
And given that we're trying to meet those EU targets, that has huge implications for our agriculture sector in particular, because we want to expand food production in Ireland. This is one of the biggest areas for producing carbon gases, and this is something that's going to have to be cut. Now, how do we increase food production and cut carbon?
Well, certainly we have made out in a very robust case to the European Commission about how we can actually bring forward food production, but at the same time do so in a sustainable manner. And we have developed an approach to carbon neutrality, which will include not just the animals, but also the lands.
So we offset the animals against the forests and the bogs, is that right?
No, but I think that we, on the last occasion in 2008, these matters were not taken into account. And we need to have some coherence and a cost-effective approach to the twin challenges of the sustainable food production and climate change in the agriculture and the land use sector. On the last occasion, on the effort-sharing negotiations, that did not work out as well as Ireland was entitled to. So we are negotiating at political and at technical level to ensure that we have sustainable means of production with reductions in carbon dioxide and at the same time meet our food production requirements and our export potential in a sustainable way.
So to meet our carbon targets, Ireland has a big job of persuasion to do in Europe if it were to persuade them to accept this offset argument. Couldn't you do that better as a commissioner in Europe?
Well, I don't know what question you're after asking there now, Anya, but at the end
of the day... Well, Minister, you know perfectly well it's the question that everybody is wondering about you these days, which is how long before you're off to Europe for the commissioner's job?
Well, I'm delighted to be able to be the first minister for the environment to have a whole of government policy approach to climate action. I'm the first minister to implement a climate bill, a climate action bill and low carbon development bill, which my predecessors failed to do so. And I'm very proud of the policy analysis that was carried out by NESC, by the Joint Directors Commission and by the open consultation that will meet our international obligations and bring clarity and certainty to business and to farming and to consumers generally for the first time.
What you might also be doing, Minister, if you went to Europe, is leaving behind a cabinet that's quite fractured. Every cabinet meeting now, there are reports of rows, the latest, of course, being when Tánaiste Éamon Gilmore rather pointedly slagged off the proposals you brought to cabinet last week, the fact that they had appeared in the papers and the fact that they weren't worked through enough from Labour's point of view. How are relations with Labour at the moment?
The relationships between Fine Gael and Labour ministers and, in fact, the party generally is very good. I have brought forward proposals on water, which are flagged in the TRICA agreement, which our predecessors, Fianna Fáil, negotiated and which we are implementing. And it's never easy for to implement change and reforms. And the pay-as-you-use model of water charges is the basis on which the government decision will be made.
And had you not put enough detail into your proposals, Minister, or was it simply that Labour was balking at the prospect of 240 per household?
These decisions are not made on you at this stage. They will be made in the near future, and there will be plenty of proposals in the memo sufficient to make that decision.
One final item, Minister. Posters that are up all over the place, with some reports in the papers today that candidates who put their posters up early, and there are a number of examples, will be fined. We've seen posters up on ESB polls, despite an appeal on this programme yesterday from the ESB for candidates not to do so. How do you stop the business of campaigning being a physical menace to people around the country?
Well, there's a matter for the local authorities under the Litter Acts, which I gave them responsibility under the Litter Acts to deal with these particular posters if they're up illegally at any particular time. And I'm sure candidates will be rightly, and parties will be rightly fined if they're actually in breach of the law. Equally, I would ask people not to be putting posters on installations like ESB polls, and they will be removed.
And action will be taken against those candidates?
Action will be taken against any candidates that break the law under their electoral acts.
Minister, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.
Thank you, Anya.